We are learning Masechtas Brachas, the Daf, Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph. And we are starting the bottom of Daf, Lamed Amad Beis, in New Perek of Ein Oimdim. The Gemara is talking about different dinim that you have to daven with humility, and you have to daven berada. And the Gemara goes with other stories about this. Ma'abre de Ravina, Ovid Hilul Lebre. Ma'abre de Ravina, ben Chasana for his son. Chazinu l'Rabbanon d'hava kabat chituva. He saw that the Rabbanon at the Chasana were very happy. I see kasa de mikra bas arba me'ezuzi. He brought a white glass cup that was worth 400 zuz. V'tova kamayu, and he broke it in front of them. V'atzivu, and it made them a little bit not so happy anymore, because you can't be so happy. And therefore, he made them a little bit more subdued because he broke the glass in front of them. A similar story of Ashi Hava Yilul Abrei, Rav Ashi Ben Chasan for his son. Chazin L'Rabban Dava Kabat Ketuvi. So the Rabban were very, very happy. I see Kasad as it goes. So he brought a nice cup, also Pashas, a glass cup, Chiriso, white glass cup. But Tava Kamaya broke in front of them, Va'atzivu, and it subdued them. And Taisa says that this is the makar, makan nagul shabbos chuchas ben asum. This is the makar that we break a glass ben asum, and zeich lechorban. The reason is we shouldn't be too happy. And once we're after the chorban, it doesn't pass to be so happy. Omle Rabbanon l'Rav Avnuna Zuti, v'lula d'ma'abrei d'Ravina. The Rabbanon asked Rav Avnuna Zuti by the chasana of the son of Ravina, lishri lamar, sing us a song, l'kavod chasana. I guess we should stick l'abatchen. So sing us a song, cover the chasana. Omar lahu, so he answers, he starts singing, Vailon the Mistan, Vailon the Mistan. He starts saying, you know, we're going to die, we're all going to die. This is by a chasana. Omar lahu, the answer, so Anan ma nani basrech, after you say that already, what should we answer back? Omar lahu, you should answer back, Hey Torah, Vahe Mitzvah, the Magnu Alon. Where's the Torah, where's the mitzvahs that's going to protect us from Gehenna? So this Gemara is a very interesting Gemara. So just two things to speak out. First of all, the Gemara before about breaking the glass. Okay, good, they're too happy, so you want to make them a little subdued. But what's the heter to break something? So vice versa, that it's not about hashchus if you're breaking something for a purpose. Here, they're breaking something for a purpose to show that you're not supposed to be so happy now that we don't have the Beis Mikdash. So that's a purpose, and there's no problem about hashchus for that. Number two, the second Gemara that says that they mentioned Yom HaMisa B'Shas HaChasana, it's also a little bit interesting that Hanan HaChasana talking about Yom HaMisa. So Maritz Chia says a pshat that he says that if not for Misa, there wouldn't be any purpose of Nesun, of getting married and having more children. Everyone's around anyway, it's just overcrowding. But the reason why, you know, we have more children is because at the end, Misa, Saif Adam LaMisa, one person dies eventually, and therefore it's a mitzvah to have more and more children to keep the world going, because if not, heaven would die, there wouldn't be anything left. So it has a shtickle shaychas to nesu'an, the misa has a shtickle shaychas to nesu'an. Ta'achasana. Om Rav Yechon Shem Hashim Ve'yechoy. Rav Yechon said from Hashim Ve'yechoy, also la'odom shi'emali yitzchoy piv ba'il ma'azeh. It's also for a person's mouth to be filled with laughter in this world. Shenema ozim al yitzchoy pino shenein arino. There'll be a time when you'll be able to fill your mouth with laughter. When is that? Ey Messiah? When all the goyim will say Higdal Hashem Lasos Im Eila, which is when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, when all the goyim will recognize Hashem, then it will be the time. Ozimale Tzchoik Pinu. But until then, you should not do that. You should not fill your mouth with laughter. And Omer Lav Rav Shlokish Shemiyamav Lemale Tzchoik Pinu Bayil Ma'azeh. After he heard this from Rabbi Yechanan, that you're not allowed to fill your mouth with laughter, after that he never ever filled his mouth with laughter after he heard this from Rabbi Yechanan. And the Rabbi Yehuda speaks out, what's the pshat, why you can't fill your mouth with laughter? He says, yes, before Shem Shetam Adava, play Churban Beis HaMikdash. Avil Shaloi B'Shas Churban Mutun. So, which means that if the Beis HaMikdash should be up, then you would allow to do that. But he says maybe it's not true because it says ba'olam hazeh, so it sounds dafka ba'olam haba. Even if it's mikdash kaya, maybe you shouldn't be molis soik piv until you get to the level of higdal Hashem lasis emela. So when that even the Besiktas was up, wasn't the whole world didn't recognize Hashem. You still have all the Goyim, all the non-Jews. So it could be the Isser is even when the Beis Hamikdash is up. But Lamaisa, in any case, we're in the Matzav of Churban Beis Hamikdash, so there's an Isser to fill your mouth with laughter. So the Gemara Vayta, back to Tefillah, the Hilchos of Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Oimdim L'Hispalel, you shouldn't start Davik Shemoneh Esrei, L'Oimdim L'Tarich Din, not from a Din Torah, your middle Din Torah, you're thinking about Din Torah, your mind's whirling about Din Torah, you shouldn't start davening then, L'Oimdim L'Tarich V'Halacha, and not M'Tarich a Pilpul, Ela M'Tarich Halacha Psuka, only from a Halacha, it's a simple Psuka de Galacha, without too much thought and not too complicated. What's the example of halacha psukah? So Gemara gives three examples of halachos psukos that are clear halachos that are not complicated and there's no machlokes. Omar Abaye, Kehodar Abzeiro. Omar Abzeiro, Benoyis Yisrael, Achmir al Atzman, Klai Yisrael, the ladies of Klai Yisrael, Machman himself, Shafil Royis, Tipas Dam Kechardel, even to see Dam Kechardel, Yeshevas Lov Shivanakim, they have to wait Shivanakim. Because Midaraisa, a Isha is a Nida. For 7 days. What does that mean? Aisha sees dam, no matter if she's 1 day or if she's 7 days, as long as she stops before the end of the seventh day, she can go to the mikvah that night and she's tar. She has no neshuv nekiyim, she needs nothing. Only she's a hefsek tar and finished. She needs no neshuv nekiyim. Then you have 11 days where you can come as zava gedoyla, where she would need neshuv nekiyim. She saw in those 11 days. But with the raisa, regular nida, which she's every 30 days, would only be tamei 7 days no matter what. That's it. Lemaisa, Rav Zeira always was saki, since we're going to get mixed up when we're zava, when we're nida. Therefore, you always have to have Shiva Nakim. That's one halacha. Rav Amana halacha. Ki ha, the Rav Hoshaya, the Amam Rav Hoshaya, Marim Odom al Tvuasoi, Umachnisa b'moitshla. A person could do some trickery and bring his Tvua. The halacha is that Tvua is only Chayiv mid the Araisa on Meiser. If after it's fully processed, you bring it into the front of the house, then it becomes Chayiv and Meiser. So they have an Eitzah, bring it into the house before it's processed, and finish processing in the house. It won't be Chayiv and Maisa. What's the difference between Chayiv and Maisa? Maisa and Rabbanon and Chayiv. Because Rabbanon and Chayiv are Chilas Kvav. Chilas Arai not. And giving to the animal is always called a Chilas Arai. So you have an Eitzah, you want to give your behemoth Maisa free. Tvua, what you do is Maram Odom al Tvua Asai, Machnisa even Moitshalo, you bring it in with its chaff, with its bran. It's not finished being processed, that the behemoth eat from it and not be chayiv ma'isa. You're not chayiv ma'isa on that thing. That's not a halacha psuka. Third halacha psuka by Yisem. What?
They can do it after you
come
to the house.
Yeah, they can do it after the house. Yeah.
The behemoth doesn't
need
that.
What?
The behemoth eats it as it.
So they don't have to meruach. I'm saying they don't have to. They don't have to meruach. I'm saying either way, even if we have meruach, it's chayiv midar abon on ma'isa. Even in the field. If that's the question, yeah, the chayiv ma'isa be midrabanan even before that. Rabbi Yisema, ki hada avuna, davar huna mar bzira hamekis dam behema skachim also bahana. If they do bloodletting on those days, they did a lot of bloodletting. They held it was a refuah. So let's say they let blood out of the behema skachim. It was an oila waiting to be shechted, and they let the dam. Is that dam also mila? The loch is also bahana amoyelim boy. They're also bahana, and it's moilim. Pasha is the rice of the gemila. Like Rashi speaks out, the only time dam has no meila is only after you put it on the mizbeach, because it says lechapar nasatav lo meila. But before you do the shechita, and it's not royu for kapara, then there is meila de araisa, and that's a third halacha pasuka. There's meila de araisa on dam hakaza. Zokta Gemara, Rabbanon avdi kemastisim. The Rabbanon did like our Mishnah. It says you have to daven metoich kovid rosh, metoich humility, you have to daven. Rav Ashi ovid kebraisa. Rav Ashi liked the braisa that he davened metoich halacha psuka. Now, it's a shaila really if it's a machlaikas Rabbanon, and if the machlaikas, the braisa and our Mishnah is a machlaikas, once it's kovid rosh, once it's halacha psuka. So, Tosfos sounds like it is a machlokes, but he says the Fir Marshal's Gir said that we paskin like both halacha lemaisa and Shulchan Aruch brings on both. You should daven mitoch halacha psuka and mitoch kovid rosh. The Rabbeinu Yoina also handles this, and he learns the machlokes, and the way he learns the machlokes is that one man the Yama holds that you need both. And the Rabbanon hold you don't need both. He says that there are Ashi's has you need both. And according to Rabbanon, you don't need both. Kavir Rosh and Halacha Psuka. That's how he learns. But yeah, it sounds like a little bit the opposite of Tosfos. It sounds like not mamash like Tosfos, because Tosfos doesn't mamash learn like that. He says the Rav Ashi did like the Brayso. So Rosh Loimash Apisha mispalal b'koyved roish. Even though he did b'koyved roish, adayin he mechazal spalal b'toch like a psuka. What it means he did the Brayso, it means that he did both. All he did was metoich humility. That's it. So it sounds like that's the machlekes. The Rav Ashi holds you need both, and Rav Bona holds you only need the Mishnah. Tosis might be mashmal all the way without the mashal. Okay, zok the Gemara vayta. Tana Rav Bona. In oindum lespalim metoich atzvos metoich atzlos. A person should not daven metoich when he's depressed or when he's lazy. Metoich schoik, metoich sicha, metoich kalos roish. He shouldn't be talking sicha, which means it's like sicha, it's like tzonis, Rashi says. He should not daven from that. He should daven after a simcha shemitzvah. And Rashi, who is gari simcha, Rashi says it means from psukim that are divrei tachumim. And we have that because in Emes V'yatzi we say psukim about gulas mitzrayim. And by mincha we say shemesh rafatil dovid, which is shvach of a kodesh baruch hu. And Meiriv, another reason is the Yeronenu, who says, we say from the Pasuk, Ki lo yitayish Hashem es amoy, those psukim, also, that sets us up for Shemoneh Esrei. We have psukim of Simcha, psukim of Geula, psukim of Tachumim. So that's the pshat, why we say Ashrei, and we say Emes V'yatziv, the psukim of Emes V'yatziv, and we say also of Yeronenu, is another pshat Yeronenu, why you say it is, the Shadavim Matoich, Simcha Shemitzvah. When you say goodbye to your friend, you shouldn't. Last thing shouldn't be about itzonis or jokes. All the neviim when they finished the sefer, they ended up the sefer. Even svarim that were about the tzaras of Klal Yisrael still finished with divrei tanchum. Mechain Tana Tosis asks a kasha that we find certain places. It brings the Shami that asks that first of all in the Eicha we don't finish with that, and we don't finish with Tachumim. So Ayin Tosis what he says. Mechain Tana Marbreid Rav Huna Breid Rav Yirmiyam Ba'ava Ayifta Od Mechavei Omtech Dvar Halacha. Another reason why you should finish with a Dvar Halacha. Shematoich Kach Zochrei. Because of that, he remembers you. As a diak, it says metoich devar halacha. He's still in the middle of the devar halacha, so therefore he always remembers you because he's not finished the devar halacha. He's always like he's still in the middle of the sugya. Therefore, he always remembers you afterwards because we ended up in the middle of the devar halacha. Kihod Rav Kana, Alveu Rav Shimi Ba'ash. Your pastor was saying an example of that you shouldn't leave your friend, you shouldn't part with your friend only metoich devar halacha. So what's the story? Kihod Rav Kana, Alveu Rav Shimi Ba'ash. Yimapum Naharad Beit Sinisa. He was walking out his friend, and he walked him out from Pumnahara until a place called Beit Sinisa de Bava, all in Bava. Kimat l'hasam, when he reached the place called Beit Sinisa de Bava, it was a place full of palm trees. Omale mar, vad am inshi, hadin Sinisa de Bava, asniu ba'adam rishon. Is it true, vad hashto, is it true that these palm trees are here from the days of Adam Rishon? Omale, in the charta milsa, to Rabbi Yossi Brachanina, you're reminding me something from Rabbi Yossi Brachanina. Oh, Rabbi Yossi Brachanina. My dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that there a pasuk about Yitzias Mitzrayim and says Hashem brought you in the midbar. It says be'eretz loy avar ba'ish v'liyoshav adam sham. If no one ever walked there, hechi asha. Of course, no one lived there. El loy malach teach us kol eretz shegaza aleha adam rishon lishuv nesiyashva. Anything that adam rishon was Geyser, that should be settled, it was settled, that area. Would not get settled. And Rashi learns that it means nothing even grew there unless Adam Arishon was Geyser, that there should grow. So the column were there from Adam Arishon doesn't mean that they were there from the days of Adam Arishon. It's from the days of Adam Arishon was the Gzeira that Makoim will be a Makoim that trees will grow. That's what it means. So what do you see from here? You see from here, there doesn't have to be dafka advar halacha. Because this is not advar halacha. This is advar agada. He didn't tell him halacha. Which halacha did he teach him? He only told him advar agada. So you see from here, it's enough advar agada. That's one pshat. The Yavid says, no, there is advar halacha here. Because he says, we know, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about lulavim and says that certain lulavim are not good. And that's what we're teaching him, these type of The kalim are not good for lulavim. That tzinei harabarzal, the shav tzinei harabarzal kosher for lulavim. So this that was the shaychus here. He's trying to talk him about tzinei harabarzal. So the yavitz learns. So the more about it. There are mordechai alver aveler shimi ba'ashi ma'agrunya of adbe kipi. He walked him from grunya to adbe kipi. Va'amilo adbe dura or to adbe dura. Torah bon avayta. I'm a spal torah shechavim libra shemayim. Someone davens is supposed to be mechavim perish shavilos. Abashol, or you may similar dava. Tochen libam, prepare your heart, then takshiv aznecha. Hashem will listen to your tefillos. If you're mechavim your libam, you're trying to say perish shavilos, then Hashem will listen to your tefillos. Tanya, Omer Rav Yehuda. Kachoy min hagash Rav Akiva, kshem espal, when he used to daven, im atziba, im akatsiva oila. He used to daven shemesh pretty quickly, meitarech atziba. Because tirchot atzibur, he used to wait for him for shemesh, right? So a Rav has to be careful not to make tirchot atzibur. Therefore, he davened quicker, so the oilam shouldn't have to wait so long. But kshem espal, the base, bein oila, bein atzman, he davened himself, be yechidus, oda manicha vizav azu, when they saw him davening, he was in one corner, they came back, amoyitz vizav azacharis, in a different corner. How did he move so much? Because he was bowing down so much, so he landed up in a different corner. Taisa says, what are you talking about? What extra kriyas v'shtachavayis? Taisa learns, he says, you're not allowed to bow down at the end of a bracha. He says, it means in the middle of the bracha you bow down. So it comes out in the middle of the brachas, he bowed down and went from corner to corner. The Rebbe Yaina says, it doesn't mean that. It means at the end of davening. It means for tachnunim. When he was in the shul, he didn't daven such long tachnunim. When he was at home, he davened very long tachnunim. We have a four in the Gemara, a bunch of them in tachnunim. He davened all those tachnunim, and then he was mishtachava. It's not a problem mishtachava about tachnunim. And that's how he landed up in different corners. And that helps out a lot of few problems that the Rebbe Yehuda tells us. Dr. Maravaita. Amr Mechia Ba'aba. Lo'olim ispala odom ebayit shesh bechalayin. She's davening in a place which has windows. We find from Daniel that he says, Shineba v'kavim pischen lei, that he had the windows there, the windows look overlooking Yerushalayim, towards Yerushalayim. But a person should always daven in a place with windows, like it says in the Pasuk of Daniel. Yoklis fala odom kol yom kuloi. Maybe a person should daven the whole day. Come on the first day of Daniel. Daniel says, also told us another thing, that v'zimnen tlasi, daven three times a day. I guess it was bothering me, l'chayr, we had before, the Gemara says that we had to call him three times a day, the Rami Yaakov, or Thomas HaShachar, Thomas Ben Abayim. So, it could be Daniel was before that. We said last time, the Anche Knesset Gedolah was masakin, the three tefillahs a day. Until then, there was no three tefillahs a day, people just daven whenever they wanted, even if it's the Raisa. Daniel was before the Anche Knesset Gedolah. Daniel was in the time of Mordechai and Esther. Zok the Gemara, they down three times. Yachos Meshabala Goyla Huchala. Maybe only when they got to in Golis, they start davening. Kfar Nemar, this thing started. This tefillah started. Kfar Nemar, the who oven min kadamas tanah. He was doing it from before already three times a day. Yachos Baal Adam Chol Ruach Shir. So maybe down any direction he wants. Tamaloy Man Neged Yerushalayim. It has to be towards Yerushalayim. We learned yesterday's that. Yochel Yehei Koylam Vas Achas. Maybe he's done all three tefillahs one after another. Come unfortunately, David the Chsiv Erev Avoyke V'Tzarayim. Don't melt tishes already. It should be Erev Avoyke V'Tzarayim. It's daven in the evening, morning, and afternoon. So there was a musig already before the answering Nesei Adayla to have. We see from Daniel and we see from David HaMelech. There was such an idea. It wasn't like Kona for Klai Yisrael yet, but such an idea of davening three times a day, morning, evening, and night. Yeah, it could go. There's machlokes. Yeah, there's machlokes. Even for the other man, the yama, it could be a masak for himself, not for other people. That's what we said before. It's not a tiyufta. It could be a masak for himself, not for others. Yochel yishmiya kol tefillos. Right? Are you allowed to daven loud? First day chana shneva v'koyla lo yishma. You couldn't hear her voice. We learn after chana. We'll see. We learn after chana a few things about tefillah. So one of the things are you should daven quietly. Yochel yishal odam tzrochav. What?
We're trying. Yeah, maybe woman's different.
Yochel Yishal Adam Tzrochav V'acha Yispal Kvar. Maybe a person should start off asking for what he needs and then Yispal like the Shvach V'acha Yispal after the Shadaven. First, Yishloim Hashem Al Shmoyel Arina Vel Atfila. What's Rina? Rina is praise to Hashem. Rina is Utfila, which is praise to Hashem. And El Atfila is Tfila Zuvakasha. That's asking Hashem for your needs. Ein oma dava bakasha acha emes v'yatzva. After emes v'yatzva, which means the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you don't say any dava bakasha. But after davening, even say, like, say David Shemek Purim. So it was bothering me, I posed the question, the first three brachas, now I'll do any bakashas. How do we say Zorcheinu L'chaim? How do you say Zorcheinu L'chaim? That's a good question, no? Maestro Rayona asked the kasha. Now the Rayona asked the kasha, how do you say Zorcheinu L'chaim? And he says that that's for tzibur. He says, V'omra ha-goyinim, the dafka tzorchi yochid, ha tzorchi tzibur mutter. Since it's Tzorchei Tzibur, you're allowed to have bakashas of Tzorchei Tzibur in the first three brachas. Itvanami, Omer Avchia ba'ashem Rav, Apish Omer Shel Odom Tzorcha v'Shmei HaTfila, even though you could ask for your needs in Shmei HaTfila, and Vodloy Ma'acha HaTfilosai, if you want to say it after the Tfila, then you can say it much more. Tfila can say it in Kippurim, Omer. So you see from here that if you want to say a lot of bakashas, you should say that at the end of the davening. Now, in the middle, it's not by Shmei HaTfilah. Shmei HaTfilah, you can ask the Yitzracha, but Keseda Vidus Yom Kippurim, that should be at the end of the davening. So, by Shmei HaTfilah, and Tyson Vadizara speaks this out, that Shmei HaTfilah should be more Bekitzer than the end of davening.